11 years ago, when Sheila Cohen was teaching English as a second language in the Madison School District, she searched in vain for a book that told the Hmong's immigration story.
There was nothing on the library shelves to help them relate to their own experiences or to help a teacher explain to classmates why they were here. So even the Hmong kids that have been born here have a very vague notion of why they're here. And the American kids, a lot of them don't even have a clue.
Cohen set out to change that, and this summer, with the help of the Wisconsin State Historical Society, she published My Ya's Long Journey. It's the remarkable success story of one of her former students, a young Hmong woman born in a refugee camp in Thailand. Her parents, like most of the Hmong, had fought in a CIA-sponsored army on the side of the Americans in the Vietnam War and had to flee their native Laos when the war ended.
They lived for 16 days in the jungle and finally made it to the Mekong River. They couldn't swim like so many other Hmong people and made bamboo floats for themselves to make it across the river.
The book follows Maya's family from the refugee camp to Madison and through her family's struggle to adjust to life in America, at a time when many of the more than 40,000 Hmong in Wisconsin continue to struggle against language barriers and discrimination. Cohen says Maya's story offers students a positive immigration story.
In spite of the fact that her mother couldn't speak a word of English, she would still come to school to help out in whatever way she could. There was a sense of, we're going to make this. That's very necessary for a lot of the Hmong kids, or not even just Hmong kids, but kids that are having a hard time with whatever in middle school, to know that you can get on top of some of your problems.
Maya Zhang graduated from UW-Milwaukee recently with a double major in accounting and finance. She quickly landed a job as a market analyst for a major department store chain. The book about her life will take center stage at a teacher's workshop next week in Madison, designed to help teachers get a deeper understanding of Hmong culture and the challenges students and their families face. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.